All right. I don't want to get this too far off track. I do have a couple of brief announcements before we have our next session. I want to remind everyone that this afternoon, the conference is going to end with a summary panel discussion on CMP policy changes. So we hope you all will join us for that, for this important interactive discussion. Also, we really appreciate feedback. They're going to be sending out an email survey this afternoon. We'd really like it if all of you could fill that out, let us know what we did right, what we could do better next time. And as I'm sure they'll remind you again, next year, this conference is going to be taking place May 18th through 20th in Ottawa. We've currently got calls for presentations open, so if you got some great idea that got sparked from this year's event, by all means, write it up and submit it. We're always looking for presenters. The deadline for those submissions is the 15th of December. So with those out of the way, I'd like to introduce our last speaker this evening, Swapnila Unkule from ATSEC Information Security, with a presentation on what is my operational environment.
Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, thank you for coming to the presentation. I know it's the last day and the last lecture, so I try to make it precise so you don't feel bored, but you get the idea that what I'm trying to present. So as you can see, my topic is what is my operational environment. So let's start with the agenda. So basically what I'm covering in this presentation is what is the operational environment with respect to the algorithm validation, which is done by CAVP, and what is the operational environment with respect to model validation, which is done by CMVP. And then we can just briefly look at what are the differences that we saw between these two validation and what things get impacted depending upon the OE chosen for algorithm and the model validation. Then we will look at some of the points where it would be helpful to get some guidance from the CMVP in order to choose correctly what will be the operational environment. And finally, we start, we do the conclusion, summarize all the points. So first, we'll be starting with operational environment for algorithm validation. So when we do the algorithm validation, it is done by the lab using a CAVS tool, which is a cryptographic algorithm validation system tool that is provided by CAVP. And here is a little screenshot of the tool, which tells you what are the specific fields with respect to operational environment that you require to enter into the CAVS tool. As you can see, two oval parts, it's the processor and the operating system. So when you submit the algorithm validation, you have to mention the processor and the operating system that was used to run this algorithm. So that tells you when you have your algorithm implementation validated, it is tied down to that particular operator, processor, and to the operating system. So you, when you say if my algorithm is validated, it is validated with respect to this operational environment. If you change these, then the algorithm validation is no longer validated. Then along with that, you have to mention the implementation type, whether it is the algorithm is, implementation is in software, firmware, or hardware, and the respective version numbers for the same. Now, once you have all this information put in, you submit it to the CAVP, and when you get the certificate, we will see how it gets listed on the algorithm validation list. So, as I said before, for CAVP, for the algorithm validation, the operating system, operational environment consists of operating system and the processor on which the testing was conducted. So here, for example, the AES certificate 3455, it was tested on the Intel Core i5 processor, which was running Windows 7 SP1. So that makes your operational environment for that certificate. Now, in case you have the single source code base, which you compile on different operational environment, then each distinct implementation must be tested separately. So as you can see, the example AES certification 3527, where the source code is the same, but the operational environment used are different. So the first one was tested on the Core i7 processor running on Windows 7, and it was also tested on Intel Xeon processor with the CentOS. So each distinct implementation, even though the code base is same, because the operational environment changed, you have to test it separately. Now we look at some of the operational environment based on the module type that is implementing the algorithm. So in case of software module, you have to specify the processor and the operating system. In general, the processor identifies the processor family. But depending upon the implementation, if it behaves differently or executes differently within the same family, then you have to give more specific information about the processor. Similarly, for the operating system, it is the OS family or the major version that has to be listed. But again, if your software implementation executes differently within the same OS family, you have to give more detailed version numbers or more detailed information for that. And also there is a case that your model can run in the virtual machine that was tested, it was tested on the virtual machine. Then in that case, you should also specify the virtual environment used in the OS field. For example, when the hypervisor runs directly on the hardware, you will specify the processor, the OS, and also the hypervisor, which in this case is a VMware ESX5. There can be also a case when the hypervisor is not directly running on the hardware, but it's running on the host OS. Then you have to mention the guest OS, which is run in the virtual environment, as well as the host OS on which the virtual machine is running. So in this case, the Windows 7 is the guest OS, which is running on the Oracle VirtualBox, and the host OS is the Oracle Solaris 11. So you can see this is a more restrictive operational environment. So in case if you have the same processor, you have the same guest OS and the same virtual box, but if your host OS changes, then still your algorithm validation is, you cannot claim its validation. It's locked down and you have to use the same host OS as well. For the firmware module, it's the same processor and the operating system, and all the rules that we saw for software module still applies for the firmware module. In case of hardware module, well, there is no operational environment because it's your actual hardware device that is the operational environment, and it will be denoted by the hardware part number, which will be actually your OE. And the OE field that we saw previously in the CAFS tool, those will be listed as not applicable. Now, there can be a case in that the algorithm cannot be tested in the hardware. Then you have an option, you can use a simulation. But in the case, if you chose to use the simulation, then your implementation type becomes a firmware and the operational environment will be the simulator. So you have to actually list the simulator that was used for the testing, and that will be listed in the operational environment part. There is also a case when you have your implementation in the HDL, but you cannot validate the HDL. So you have to implement the HDL in the FPGA and validate the FPGA as a hardware implementation. So later on, if you have a newer FPGA, that has to be revalidated, even though they are running the same HDL port. There is also one more aspect to the operational environment, which is the processor algorithm acceleration. So nowadays, we see that we have certain parts of the algorithm or the accelerations that are performed in the hardware, and some parts are done in the software. So in that case, your processor algorithm acceleration can be considered as a part of operational environment. So for example, you have two AES implementation. One is entirely in software, and one is hardware making use of AES-NI instruction whenever it is present by supported by the processor. In this case, the algorithm shall be tested in both the native execution, which is the software execution, software implementation, and the PA execution provided by the hardware. And in this case, as you can see, you will get two different certificates, and the operational environment for the processor will list the difference. So in the first case, the processor is listed as Intel Core i7-2600 with AES-NI. That means this implementation was tested on the AES-NI instruction. And the second certificate is Intel Core i7-2600. That means it is using the software implementation. Now, in case if you want to port your current existing algorithm validation into a new operational environment, then is that possible? So there are some rules for that as given in IG 1.4. So the first thing is the processor bit size. So let's assume that you have a 32-bit version of the module, which you first you tested on the 64-bit platform, and then you have another platform which is a 32-bit platform. If you can run the same binary, then it is good. But if you can, in order to run it on the 32-bit, if you have to recompile, then you have that implementation must be retested. If it is a recompilation, you cannot carry the same implementation from one operational environment. That has to be retested. Then in case of processor architecture, only for level one, if you have an algorithm tested on one processor, you can claim that the same algorithm is valid on another processor which is architecturally compatible and it is running the same operating system. So for example, here the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, they are exactly running on the same Apple A8 processor and using the same iOS 8. In this case, you can just test on one platform and you can carry the same certificate on another platform. In case of operating system, the algorithm implementation must be tested on each and every OS claim. So the OS that you want to get listed in your security policy, you have to perform algorithm testing on each OS. For example, Windows 2000, Windows 7. The IG 1.4 does say that you may reuse the algorithm implementation between the like operational environments, but there is no guidance or further explanation what can be considered as a like operational environment. So this was an overview about the algorithm operational environment with respect to algorithm validation. Now we switch gear to the operational environment with respect to module validation. So for module validation, the operational environment of a module refers to the management of software, firmware, and or hardware components required for the module to operate. And according to the FIPS publication 140-2, there are three main types of operational environment. The first one is the non-modifiable operational environment. That means you cannot change anything. For example, the firmware contained in a ROM or a software contained in a computer with I/O devices disabled. Then there is a second type which is called as a limited operational environment, which are the static non-modifiable virtual operational environment with no general purpose OS. For example, the Java virtual machine on a non-programmable PC card. And there is a third type which is the modifiable operational environment where you can reconfigure to add, delete, modify any functionality, so just like any general purpose operating system. Now we will see how the operational environment gets listed on the module certificate. So as I said before, it is the it is the operating system along with the platform on which it was tested. So if you compare to the algorithm certificate just wanted to list a processor, but here you have to list the actual platform. So for example, in the first case, the operating system is the Windows XP, and it is running on the Dell OptiPlex model 4567. In case, the same is the case for the firmware, only exception is when you have a physical security for a firmware module which is greater than level 2, you also need to include the versioning information. So for example here, the crypto unit, it also includes the hardware version that was used for testing. And as we say, the PA, the processor algorithm acceleration, also plays a part of operational environment. So when you have a PA present in your operational environment, your module validation should also include that, and it will be listed as a OS running on the platform with PA and without PA. So the testing has to be performed in both the cases. Then for an operational environment, there are certain requirements which are common to all levels, like you need to have integrity check, all the operational environment has to be specified, and there is one particular requirement which is only for software level 2 validation, which states that all the cryptographic software, firmware components, the CSPs, keys, shall be under the control of operating system that meets the functional requirements specified in the protection profile listed in Annex B, and it is evaluated at the CCEL level 2. So currently, if you look at the Annex B, it only lists the US general purpose operating system protection profile, which has been sunset in 2012. And currently, the NIAPPs no longer have assurance levels such as EL 2. So right now, if you want to have a new module which doesn't have any CC certificate in the USGS USPP, then currently it's not possible to validate such a model. But CMVP is actively looking into it, and we expect that the Annex B will getting updated soon, so it will list more production profiles for the vendor to make use of it. So now we looked at all the different requirements. But one question that we often get from the vendor is, my product runs on many different platforms. So how do I handle that? Should I test all the info, all of the operational environment? So the one solution for this, if the module is recompiled and ported on a new platform, and there is no code change, then you can do something called as a vendor affirmation. So according to the IGG.5, CMVP allows porting and recompilation of a validated software, firmware, or hybrid crypto module if the porting rules are followed. And the validation status will be maintained without retesting. So if you see that, it looks good that you can just test on one platform and you can vendor affirm on all the platforms. But there is a difference. When you look at the validation certificate list, you will not see those operational environments listed on the certificate. Those operational environments will only be listed in the security policy because they are vendor affirmed, they are not validated by the CMVP. In addition, you will see a statement in the security policy which says that the CMVP makes no statements as to the correct operation of the module or the security strength of the generated keys. This is because CMVP wants to say that neither the CMVP nor the lab looked at these operational environments. It's the responsibility of the vendor to affirm that the module operates correctly on these untested operational environment. But this is a good choice if you have, let's say, 10 to 15 different operational environment that you need to get certificate. You can go to your salesperson, get 3-4 operational environments, those are representative, and the rest of the things you can do a vendor affirmation. Now we will look at what are the porting rules for operational environment with respect to the module validation according to IGG.5. So for software module, again, the first requirement is there is no code change. For level one, the module validation remains compliant when it is operating on the general purpose computer and it is using the specified OS and the single user mode which is present in the validation certificate or another compatible single user operating system. Same way for level two, the module validation remains compliant if you are using the same specified CCEL evaluated operating system or another compatible system which is listed on the Annex B. For firmware module, again, there is no code change and it's only the recompilation of the module and the testing operating system remains unchanged. For hybrid module, it is both. There is no code change in the software or the firmware. The testing operating system remains unchanged. And also the hardware components that are utilized for controlling the software and hardware are not modified. So in short, you can port it. You can port one module validation to another OE if you are only recompiling it, there is no code change, and you are using the same operational environment or a compatible operational environment to the one that was already tested. Now we looked at both the algorithm validation and module validation. Here is just a quick review of the differences that we see. So for the algorithm validation, we only list the specific processor and the operating system. For module validation, it is the platform which includes the processor and the operating system. When you look at the operational environment for the algorithm validation perspective, it is only affecting the algorithm implementation. But when you look at the module validation, it has a broader coverage because that will affect your algorithm key management functionality and also your physical security. And for security level requirements, for the algorithm validation, it doesn't matter what level of security your module is achieving. The rules, the operational environment rules and the algorithm testing rules are same for all levels. But in case of module validation, depending upon your security environment, you have more restrictive or more rigorous requirements for operational environment as well as physical security requirements. For example, OE, you need to have an OS which is CC evaluated, and physical security, depending upon your security level, there are more restrictions on the operational environment. So now within the presentation, we have seen some of the areas where it will be helpful to get some guidance from the CMVP. So the first one is, according to IG 1.3, the Java virtual machine on a non-programmable PC card is an example of a limited OE. So for example, for a general purpose hypervisor, like a VMware, can we consider it as a non-modifiable or a modifiable? There is no guidance given for that. Also, nowadays we see that many people are using virtualized environment like Amazon Web Services. So currently we don't see any guidance how this can fit into the current standard. Then also, according to IG 1.4, it was stated that you may reuse the algorithm implementation between the like operational environment, but what can we consider as a like operational environment? For example, maybe Windows 7 SP1 and SP2 can be considered, but there is no specific guidance that is given for that. And lastly, for software validation at level 2, as I said, currently it's not possible to do, but we expect that the NXP will get updated soon. And now finally we come to the conclusion. As we see that the operational environment plays an important role for algorithm as well as for module validation. For certification, the testing needs to be performed on each operational environment, and the module validation and the certificate that you get, whether it's for algorithm or it's for module, it is tied down to that particular operational environment. Then changes to the operational environment will trigger revalidation depending upon what sort of changes are done and what is the type of module that is getting changed. Then vendor affirmation is possible for a validated module on a new operational environment if you follow the porting rules and there is no code change, it's just a recompilation. And lastly, more guidance will be helpful for virtualized operational environment and for software level 2 validation, so the vendors can make use of those for their requirements. Thank you. Mainly it will depend on how the algorithm was implemented. I guess if it's purely in software and it's just making use of the hardware for calculation, then I think the implementation will not get affected. But if it is something like ASNI, where it's actually...
Sure.
Yeah, that's right. So if you have any algorithm implementation which cannot just run in software or just in hardware, it has to run using both the components, then yes, it will. You have to declare it as a hybrid implementation, and you cannot say it's a software or a hardware.
The other thing I wanted to mention, and please somebody correct me if I'm wrong, the statement about software not being able to achieve level 2 without the CC certified OS. If I recall correctly,
actually those two requirements are separate. So there is a requirement that for level two you need to have authentication implemented by the module, but this requirement that I'm talking about, it's specifically for software module and it's on the operational environment. So if you have a software module, the operational environment has to be CC evaluated.
And I thought that was specifically tied to authentication because those protection profiles are specifically for access control.
Yeah, so you have to have the same operational environment. Yeah.
So I've got to go make sure that I'm using the same computer they use.
Right, that's right.
One more thing to make mine up.
Yeah. And that's why, because if it's not already on the list, because that PP is already sunset, if you want to get a validation for a new one, you cannot do that because
you
cannot certify
it.